Derek Warren here interviewing Tim Hemman with IDOT District 7. Thanks for joining me again today.
Hey, no problem, Derek. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I hope you had a good New Year's and got through the holidays. And now we're getting into the beginning of the year. There's not much in the way of construction going on right now. It's the slow season. Fayette Avenue is pretty well finished, though, all the way down to the end of the turn north onto Keller. There's just some striping that'll be done, but I believe you... that's probably not going to be done till the spring, you said?
Yeah, it'll be spring or maybe even early summer before we do the final striping. We do have some median work at the intersection of Fayette and Henrietta, or we have some temporary concrete in there, and there'll be raised medians at the intersection each direction.
Okay.
So that'll be done once the weather breaks here, you know, sometime this spring. And also, you know, we have to complete pavement reconstruction down to Jefferson Street this spring also. So just past, we're going to reconstruct the intersection of Jefferson and Henrietta with this project. So we got a little bit of work to do, but not a lot going on here probably next month, I'd say.
Okay, yeah, so people should expect to see it in the same format, more or less, in the same style for the rest of the winter here for the next couple months.
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah. Be the best case, yes.
Okay, yeah, so that's pretty much the only construction that I see going on in the area. There's no others on tap right now, right?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right, then I'll move from that to we have our first big winter storm of the season coming up here, looking to get possibly a foot of snow and send some ice as well with that. So I wanted to touch on that, the process of that, and then also give people advice for driving on winter weather.
Yeah, as far as the winter weather coming up, yeah, you know, there's a wide range of how much we might get, and but it sounds like we are going to get some. So, yeah, as far as our maintenance crews, they get called out plenty early to be out there, you know, in advance of the storm, and they try to treat, you know, as needed. So, yeah, if you're out there and you see them, stay a good distance away from them as they're trying to maneuver their snowplow through the snow. Winter driving, main thing is allow more time to get where you want to go. So you're going to have to slow down. So plan ahead and give you more time to get to your destination. Like I said, stay back from other drivers as much as you can, and in particular these snowplows. And just planning ahead is probably a crucial thing when it comes to dealing with the snow.
Yeah, definitely. Snow and ice forecasted with this storm coming in. Make sure to drive slower as well, and don't step really fast on the gas or the brakes, because that both of those are a problem on snow and ice.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't have to be out in it, don't go out in it. Stay home.
Definitely. Better to be safe in these instances.
That's true.
And I wanted to ask particularly about the snowplow routes. So is there any certain route that you take, or is it just the main roads and then get what you can after that?
Well, normally the interstate and the primary routes are their number one priority. Then they try to get them clear and passable. And they have a prior list they follow, and they go through that. Maybe some of your unmarked routes they might hit afterwards. But IDOT just maintain, you know, their routes. They don't, you know, do cities. They don't do the local city streets. They do the streets through town and everything. But, yeah, the interstate and the primary routes are their main concern at first.
Okay.
And the routes are several miles long, you know, so it takes a lot of time to hit the entire route. And plus they got to refuel and get an additional salt, too, so that takes time, too. So.
Definitely. Now, do you cover all of Effingham County main roads, or is it just the city area?
Well, IDOT does all the interstate and the highway routes, and the highway routes through town is what IDOT covers.
Okay. And the last thing I wanted to touch on is the salt, how effective it can be in colder weather. I know there's a certain threshold there, temperature-wise, to how effective the salt can be on the roads.
Well, with this current storm coming in, there really shouldn't be no issue as far as that the salt doing its job. As it gets colder, it may take a little little extra time, but I don't think it's going to get, you know, down to zero where the salt doesn't work near as good. So I don't think it should be an issue at this time. You know, it depends on how fast it comes down and everything. So it's going to take a while to, once the snow starts, mainly they just try to plow. Then, you know, once the snow was done falling, then they try to treat and try to clear it off as fast as they can. You know, just takes time.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes time, and they got to take their time driving it as well. They don't want to have the plows go off the road either, so you got to be safe there as well. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention? I know with the first winter storm, there's always some issues that people may not think about right away.
Yeah, the main thing is plan ahead, give yourself more time, and move around slowly out there.